Ever seen a lion? Well, more like a snow leopard than the king of the jungle.
You
We're
mean.
diving into the world of white lions today.
Ah, okay, got it. Fascinating creatures.
Are they natural, though? Or have humans had a hand in their, well, existence?
Right, yeah. We're gonna dig into all
Okay.
that. We've got research from, let me see, wildlife organizations, zoos, even some historical stuff.
Okay, so were white lions always a thing? Like ancient legends, stories, that kind of thing.
Oh, yeah. Definitely not made up. I mean, sightings go back centuries, mostly in this region of South Africa, the Tembevati region.
Timbavati. Sounds kind of mystical.
Right. And for the people who, are from that area, it is. They see white lions as like messengers
Yeah.
from their ancestors. Yeah,
Well.
like purity, wisdom, all that. It's a whole big part of their beliefs.
Wow. I gotta be honest, I always thought it was just like a genetic thing. But it makes sense. Other cultures would have, whole stories about them.
Oh, for sure. But not everyone saw him that way. Europeans, they were skeptical, thought it was albinism.
Really?
Yeah, but turns out, not quite.
So what is it then?
Leucism. Leucism.
Leucism. Okay. Sounds kind of similar though.
It is, in a way, still a gene mutation, but it's a different part of the DNA than what causes albinism,
So same result, different cause.
Exactly. They both mess with pigmentation, but like albinos, they have pink eyes, right? White
Yeah.
lions, they can have pigmented eyes.
I read they can even be kind of blue-gray. Crazy.
Right. And that's the thing, they're not always pure white either. You get this range from snowy to like a creamy blonde, even.
Wild. But if it's just the color, what's the big deal? Why were people, especially in the West, so fascinated?
Well, put yourself in their shoes. Imagine you're on safari, you've seen regular lions, then bam, this white one just appears.
Gotta be striking.
Exactly, unique, beautiful. So naturally, people get curious. And that's when zoos, collectors, they all want it in.
So instead of these sacred symbols, they become what, trophies?
Kinda, yeah. From reverence to just plain curiosity. And that shift, well, that's huge for what happens next.
Yeah, it's crazy how our whole view of something can change. Depends on, I don't know, where we're from, when we're living, all that.
100%. And that's important to keep in mind as we, go deeper into this whole white lion thing.
Okay, so we've gone from ancient beliefs to modern fascination. But how do we get from seeing white lions in the wild to, well, not. When do zoos and breeding programs come in?
It all starts with people wanting to learn, understand, and honestly, some just wanted to own these rare animals. Chris McBride, he wrote a book, The White Lions of Tembevati, back in the 70s, and it kind of blew up. Everyone knew about them then.
And that's when things get, well, complicated.
Yeah, you could say that. See, with awareness comes demand. People want to see these lions up close and personal. Enter zoos and breeding programs, for better or worse.
Okay, so now we're seeing where good intentions can sometimes lead to problems down the line.
That's it, yeah. And that brings us to a really big part of this whole discussion, the ethics of it all, how we breed white lions.
All right, let's unpack that. So, zoos, breeding programs, everyone wants these white lions. But
Right.
how do you even, I don't know, guarantee a white lion cub? It's not like ordering a pizza, right?
Well, that's where it gets tricky. Remember we talked about that leucism gene? It's recessive.
Yeah, so even if a white lion like has cubs with a regular one, the cubs might just carry the gene, not actually be white.
Bingo. 50-50 chance with each cub. So what do breeders do? They start inbreeding.
Inbreeding. Okay, so like breeding lions that are related. Yeah, that already sounds like a bad
It's
idea.
catching on. It's a problem for any species, lions included. Leads to something called inbreeding depression.
Inbreeding depression. Not liking the sound of that. What does it even mean?
Basically, the genetic health, it goes down when you have close relatives, reproducing. Imagine you, like, everyone's got these genes, right? And some, if you get 2 dual copies, it's bad news. One copy, no problem. But if you're only breeding from a small group, the chances of both parents having that same bad gene, it skyrockets.
So with white lions, by trying to get that white coat, they accidentally made it more likely those cubs would get like two of other bad genes too.
Exactly. Unintended consequences.
So what does this depression actually look like? What happens to these lions?
Lots of things. Immune system goes downhill, more likely to get sick. Some have bone problems, heart stuff, even trouble having cubs themselves, infertility.
It's like we're so busy being like, ooh, pretty white lion,
Yeah.
that we forget it's a living creature.
Right. Big ethical questions there. Just because we want to see these animals, does that mean it's okay if they might suffer for it?
Makes you think, if we're really trying to protect them, shouldn't it be about them being healthy, not just looking a certain way?
100%. And the good news is there are people, organizations who get that. They're trying to breed responsibly.
So is there a way to do it right? To breed white lions ethically?
That's the million-dollar question. Some say no way, it's always going to be exploitative. And I get that.
Yeah. I mean, rare things. People want to buy them, sell them. It becomes a whole thing.
For sure. But there are programs out there that are trying to do it right.
What makes it right, though?
Thinking long-term. About the genetics. They're careful about who gets bred with who. Sometimes even bringing in genes from other lion populations just to mix things up.
So, like, pretending it's a bigger, worlder group than it really is.
Exactly. Mimicking nature as much as possible.
Okay, but what about that argument that white lions, they just can't survive in the wild? Too easy to spot, predators would get them.
That's actually a myth. Yeah, the coat stands out in some places, but research shows it's not always a disadvantage.
Really?
There's this group, Global White Lion Protection Trust. They've been studying them forever, and they found out that at dawn and dusk, with the light and the grass, the white coat actually blends in.
I'm out of here.
Seriously. It's all about how the light hits, how animals see.
Nature's weird, man.
Tell me about it. Proves we need to keep learning, you know? Not just assume we know what's best.
So maybe white lions are tougher than we give them credit for.
Maybe a lot tougher. Remember that 2009 thing? They released some white lions back in South Africa.
Oh, yeah, yeah. How'd that go?
They did great. Hunted, had cubs, the whole nine yards.
That's awesome.
It is. Gives us hope. With the right approach, they can make it, both in zoos and out in the wild.
So where do we go from here? We've talked ethics, survival. What's the takeaway for folks listening?
That's the big one, right? I think the biggest thing is realize it's complicated. White lions, they're not just pretty faces. They represent how WE mess with nature, sometimes for good, sometimes not.
We got to be careful.
Absolutely. The more we learn, the better we can protect them.
It's wild, right? Just the color of their fur, and it makes us rethink, like, everything. How we treat animals, should we even be involved?
It's a big responsibility, that's for sure. We see these amazing creatures, and it's easy to just, I don't know, get caught up in that. But there's so much more to it.
Yeah, we can't just pretend it's simple. No easy answers, even when we're talking about, you know, black and white, or white lions in this case.
Exactly. We got to be open to, like, different sides of the story, not just jump to conclusions.
So what now? What does all this mean for the future of white lions?
Well, the good thing is people are paying attention to the problems they face. And there are folks out there that are really dedicated to making sure these lions survive.
That's good to hear, at least. But it's still, I don't know, an uphill battle, right?
Oh, for sure. I mean, you've got habitat loss, lions getting into trouble because they're near humans, and then there's the illegal stuff, poaching and all that. It's not just white lions either.
Right. It's a whole planet thing. It makes you realize it's not enough to just, like, protect one species. Got to look after the whole environment.
100%. It's connected. What we do affects everything, even if we don't see it right away.
We got to be smarter about it, for them and for us, I guess.
Exactly. And it starts with learning, understanding how our choices, they matter, and supporting the people, the scientists who are trying to fix things.
So as we wrap up here, any last words for our listeners? What should they take away from all this?
That's a good one. I think the biggest thing is the story isn't over. For white lions, I mean. What happens next? It depends on what WE do.
It's on us.
It is. But hey, the more we learn, the more we explore, who knows what else we'll find out there? Maybe even more amazing than white lions.
I like the way you think.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for joining us on this wild ride into the world of white lions. Keep those questions coming, folks, and we'll see you on the next deep dive.